This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're pleased to welcome David Sampson, longtime Marlins president, now the host of the Nothing Personal podcast. And David, I see that, at least looking at the CBS Sports HQ screenshot, that you have in fact cut your hair. What was the catalyst?
Well, the ML Beard Challenge only lasted until the first pitch of opening day, whenever that was going to be.
Did you win?
Literally at 7:08 p.m. on Thursday night, I was in the barber's chair and my beard got taken off and I got a haircut.
Did you win?
7:08 p.m.
Did you win the challenge, whatever you were trying to win?
Well, the challenge was about giving money to charity. So
okay.
I gave $1,000 a day to charity for the first 100 days of the challenge to help people who had been impacted by COVID. And then on day 77 of the challenge, after George Floyd got murdered, for the next 23 days, I chose 23 organizations who were helping raise awareness and helping educate and try to end the systemic racism.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you. So the challenge was my challenge to myself, and I wanted to try to make a difference during COVID, and I wanted to just have discipline to not ever shave until baseball threw a first pitch.
Well, you definitely
opening day.
Yeah, you definitely did that. I know you. You make a difference. I just have to be honest with you and tell you that if it wasn't on your Twitter account that I had seen your beard and your hair and I was just passing you on the street, I wouldn't have known it was you. You looked like a caveman. So it was for it was for a good purpose, but you definitely know how to grow a beard, my friend.
Well, listen, I literally didn't trim it, and I lost so much weight because I couldn't eat because the hair had grown over my mouth.
Ew!
So it's true. So I was eating smoothies through straws.
Gross.
And yogurt, and I'm also training for a run, a long race. So basically, I looked like Tom Hanks from Castaway.
Uh-huh, for sure. Or Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump, where he was running back and forth across the country.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just so happy that baseball started.
Yes.
It's been 3 days, and I'm nervous now. Although I'm not going to grow the beard again, but, you know, coronavirus is definitely an issue. Injuries are definitely an issue.
Mm-hmm.
All things that I've been talking about on Nothing Personal.
So, David, what do you make of the multiple reports that indicate that Justin Verlander's season is over, his denial that it's only a forearm strain? I mean, you're familiar with these kinds of injuries, what they can mean. So what do you make of it?
Well, I've never put the words only before a forearm strain in my whole career. So in 18 years, forearm strains almost every time do lead to Tommy John's. And I hope for baseball's sake, for the Astros' sake, for Verlander's sake, that this is the moment I'm wrong, but it would seem very unlikely. Even if he doesn't need Tommy John surgery, the question is, how do you come back during a season that is this short? So let's say you reevaluate him after 2 weeks, and he can all of a sudden, by some miracle, start building up his arm again. Well, he doesn't go right to the major leagues. He has to rehab, and then he has to pitch in a minor league game. But there are no minor league games this year.
Mm.
So you're dealing with your prized asset. So what you'd have to do is send him to their alternate site camp, have him pitch a simulated game, make sure he builds his arm up. So to me, that's another 2 weeks. So you're out a month automatically. That's in the best case scenario. That brings you to around the trade deadline of August 31st with 1 month left in the season. So I would say the best case scenario is he misses a month, and that's if there's been a misdiagnosis, frankly. That's if it's not really a forearm strain. it's sort of a bruise, like he got hit by a baseball or something. So we've never had a pitcher with a strain miss such a short period of time. So it is realistic to miss 8 weeks easily, and that would be the whole season. That's why I believe he'll be out for the whole season, if he can possibly even avoid Tommy John.
Corey Kluber, completely different. His was about shoulder tightness, but the same theory would apply, right? If you need the time off to rest, how do you then get back in shape when there are no minor league games? Otherwise, it's simulations, it's bullpens, right?
It's simulations, it's bullpens, and you got to be very careful with the shoulder. You know, when injuries have, when pitchers have injuries that are not related to their arm or their elbow or their shoulder, sometimes I would be happier because I would say, all right, there's a chance for rehab to get it better, but we have to be very careful, I'd be told, because if a pitcher has a bad knee or like Stroman has an injured calf, if they change their mechanics because of that, that can lead to an arm injury. So all we'd have to do with a leg injury is watch to make sure that a pitcher is not compensated in any way that would alter his mechanics and put his elbow, shoulder in jeopardy. But when an arm is the issue, whether it's shoulder tightness for Kluber, forearm strain for Verlander, it's just such an absolute nightmare because it never is 10 days. It turns into something much, much longer. And in a full season, you know, if a pitcher misses a month, you can recover from that, 2 months maybe. But in a season like this, any sort of hiccup and you're out for the year.
And obviously this year is only 60 games and it's just a completely different feel. Everything about it feels so different. David Time, Marlins president, now the Nothing Personal podcast and CBS Sports HQ. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. It's impossible of me to ask you a question about everything we saw this weekend. So a couple of things that jumped out at you, David, from the first three games.
Well, I'd say the first thing is that my concern with the pitchers being ahead of the hitters ended up being somewhat unfounded. We had some great pitching performances. You know, Hendricks goes a complete game for the Cubs, but you also had some amazing offensive outbursts, including what the Braves did last night to the Mets. I think they scored two touchdowns, if I can remember correctly. So I thought that the hitters would be not ready to go. And it turns out that in a shortened spring training, without any games being played, except some teams played two or three exhibition games total, that teams are sort of ready. The quality of baseball is good, not great. There's a lot of errors being made. There is some sloppy play. You have intermittent hitting and fielding and pitching that is quality and some that is not. That is why you're seeing parity at a level you haven't seen in 56 years. Or 66 years, because you had the Tigers win 2 out of 3, you had the Orioles win 2 out of 3, you had the Marlins win 2 out of 3, and even the Giants split with the Dodgers in a 4-game series. So what right now you'd say, wow, everybody's in it. But I think that there's enough time in this season, Amy, to separate the better teams from the horrible teams. But the question is who the mediocre teams who will stay decent enough to make this expanded playoffs. That's why I'm so excited and hopeful the season happens and continues.
Agreed. I mean, the protocols are extremely strict. Juan Soto, he had a couple of negative tests around his positive, swears, you know, didn't have the virus, don't know how I got the virus, but baseball can't bend the rules, not even for a star, not even on opening day. Same thing with the Marlins now and these really strict protocols about them traveling and getting these four guys back together. Feels like that's the only way, is if you are really taking a hard line about everything that has to do with the virus and sticking to these guidelines, it's the only way to keep the season going forward.
Well, like with PED testing, Amy, you cannot in any way look at the name on the sample and then have that in any way influence how you test the sample or how you release or how you punish. If someone has COVID, they're COVID, they're in the protocol no matter who they are, whether they're Juan Soto or whether they're, you know, the 60th man on the roster. The second thing is that what's going on with the Marlins, what they're worried about is that it's an outbreak, as opposed to Juan Soto, who's the only one so far who's tested positive. Or with the Braves, you had Tyler Flowers and Travis d'Arnaud, they're two catchers, and then that's it so far. the Marlins had their catcher test and then three others right after that. So that's a concern. Number one, is it possible that we're seeing a trend that catchers have a bigger likelihood of catching it because they're actually at the plate with the umpire, with the hitter? There's more activity going on around a catcher than the other players. Is that possible? We don't know. Do the Marlins have more than just four people positive that are going to have results back this morning, which is the reason they didn't travel, because they needed to make sure that everybody else was negative after the four positives that they got in Philadelphia? What happens now with the Yankees who go to Philadelphia? You know, we have to monitor them because they're going into the clubhouse where the Marlins just were. So you have to make sure that that cleaning protocol was perfectly followed. So we'll be monitoring what happens with the Yankees and their testing over the next few days. So there's a lot of things that have to go right to keep the season going through October.
Definitely is a ripple effect. Just about 10 seconds, David, before I have to let you go. But despite all of that, how did you feel about baseball returning?
Oh, my God. Including all of that, as long as everyone stays safe and happy, I'm so happy to be watching baseball and have games that count. And I'm okay with the variants that will be this season. It's 2020. It is a big asterisk, and I'm good with it.
Awesome. You can find David on Twitter at David P. Sampson. If you page down far enough on his Twitter, you can see the photos of his face post-haircut. It's good to see your face again, David. Listen to him on the Nothing Personal podcast, and we always appreciate when we have a couple of minutes with you here on the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.